I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. Deuteronomy chapter 7, we will read in several places there, seeing what God said about obedience and blessing. Amen. Isaiah 1 and 18, you've probably heard this many times, come now and let us reason together. Amen. God sounds like a reasonable person, reasonable being, does He not? Let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, amen, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Hallelujah. You understand something with Brother Joe. There, everything that we see in the Word of God that has to do with the promises of God, amen, they are yea and amen to them that believe. Why does the Bible say that? It says that for a reason. They are not yea and amen to them folks who don't believe. Amen. Why is that so, Brother Joe? Because those who don't believe will not obey. Amen. If you don't obey, there's not a promise in this Word that pertains under this disobedient, except where God has specified that the disobedient are going to receive, amen, just recompense. Hello? Amen. But to those folks who want to see God move, amen, there must be submission and obedience unto God. Amen. There must be a love toward God. By the way, nobody can really, amen, will really obey God if they don't love God. Amen. If we don't love God, we won't believe God. Faith which worketh by love. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that faith sets on a foundation called love. Amen. The means by which it operates. Amen. People who don't love God won't have no faith in God. Amen. They won't obey God. Amen. So they cannot have the benefits of obedience. Amen. But they will receive the detriment of disobedience. It will come. Amen. Two kinds of sins we know that are in the Word of God. Omission and commission. Amen. Failing to obey. Amen. Or doing the wrong thing that we've been told not to do. Amen. So let me hurry. I want to move quickly to where I want to go this morning. I want to first look at my text. Amen. Here he said, God said to Israel, come now and let us reason together. Amen. If you look over into the 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, amen, God is reasoning with the children of Israel. Amen. And God said to them, He says, now judge you. Amen. He said, when I come to you, amen, and you come in repentance, and I forget all the good that you, all evil that you have done. Amen. And then he said, is it not just, amen, that if you depart from me, I forget all the good that you have done? Hello? That's why God can say, I never knew you. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. You mean to them people who walk? Yes. Because God said, if I'm willing to forget the evil, amen, if you depart from me, then I will forget the other. Amen. Is that, God said, judge you in the book of Ezekiel. Is that not just? Amen. But then God said something to them. He said, amen, it is not my will that any should perish. He says, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his wicked way and live. Amen. In other words, God said, I'm not looking to entrap nobody. I'm looking to deliver every soul. Amen. Thank God it's not God's will that any, A-N-Y, not one, not even one should perish, but that all, A-L-L, that includes all means all, like Brother Keeter said, should come unto repentance. Amen. Now that is not that repentance is coming unto Christ, but that is not a one-time repentance, Brother Tony. Amen. If we know anything about human nature and our frailty, we realize that it must not be a repentance, but a life of repentance that brings us to the pearly gates. Hello, come on. Listen, the Word of God says, if we sin, not when we sin, but if. Amen. I want to tell you, well, if you live in this human body, sooner or later you're going to make a mistake. Amen. And the people say, well, if you don't do anything, you made one big mistake. Amen. You'll make mistakes. We'll make errors. And when we do, amen, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. And He said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So God has made a provision. What did He make a provision for, Brother Joe? An imperfect vessel. Amen. Come on. There's only been one perfect one that Brother Joe knows about. And Brother Joe ain't got no nail scars in his hands or his feet. Amen. Come on. Does that mean that I should run around trying to figure out how much I can sin and go to heaven? Oh, if we do that, we missed the major commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might. Folks run around trying to see how much they can sin and still get to heaven. Do not love God. Come on with Brother Joe. If I love God, amen, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I'm going to measure it. And Jesus said, if you love me and you keep my commandments, He said, I and my Father will come unto you and we will take up our abode with you. Woo! Sounds like a wonderful partnership to Brother Joe. Amen. I said, it sounds like a wonderful partnership. Amen. I can tell you, if God comes and lives in the heart of man, amen, and His Spirit abides richly, amen, and that man is subjected unto God, he'll walk in the pattern, amen, and we can fulfill the Scripture where He says, if you walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. That's a perfect present tense participle, which means as we walk in obedience, God is cleansing. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, God, that's God not remitting any sin. Amen. Unto us. Amen. And not recharging us with any sin, but remitting that sin as we walk in obedience. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If come, let us reason together. Amen. Then He says, though your sins be as scarlet. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. There's a lot of colors that stand out. But if you got folks wearing red in an audience, I want to tell you, it sticks out like that old saying, like a sore thumb. Come on. What is God saying? Sin to Him looks like scarlet. It just sticks out. There ain't no way under God's heaven that it can be hid from God. It's just like scarlet. Though your sins be as scarlet, amen, what did He say? They shall be as white as snow. Woo! Come on. That's the kind of reason I want with God, don't you? Amen. He said, though they be, amen, crimson. Amen. This is scarlet red, but crimson is a brighter, amen, purge of red. Though they be crimson, they will be as the wool, like wool. Amen. You know something? That's gray. Almost basically gray just kind of hides in the crowd. It just goes under. In other words, God said, I want that. I want. God said, I won't see that. What's He talking about? That blood-covered sin, amen, becomes, amen, being visible unto God. Amen. That's the only thing that makes, amen, that crimson turn into wool. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God said, if you'll reason together with me, amen, if you'll come with me and agree with me, amen, that scarlet sin of yours will be like white snow. Amen. And that crimson sin, it'll look like wool. Amen. Come on with me this morning. I can tell you that's the way we must appear in the sight of God. Amen. If we don't come into obedience and under repentance, we're going to run around looking out like sore thumbs. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. I got to hurry. But if you be willing, then he comes to the condition here. if you be willing and obedient. This is referring to the verse before. Amen. If you're willing to do what I have commanded you and told you, it's God's salvation plan. It don't belong to the assemblies. It don't belong to the Church of God. It don't belong to the Methodists. It don't belong to the, amen, the pre-holiness. It don't belong to the independent holiness. It don't belong to the First Baptist. It don't belong to the Southern Baptist. It's God's salvation. And thank God it definitely don't belong to the federal government. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. It's God's salvation, and it only works the way God instituted it. Hello? Amen. I can tell you, God's got a recipe. Amen. If you don't, we don't follow that recipe, we ain't going to wind up with the right cake. Amen. Listen, if we don't follow that recipe, we're going to wind up with the wrong dish. Hey, we're going to wind up with the wrong eternity. Amen. I don't know about you. I want the right one. Amen. I want the one. Amen. That eternity that begins by hearing these words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Thou's been faithful over a few things. Now I'll make you ruler over many. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. That's the eternity that, amen, that God has intended for humanity. Amen. Let me move now. If you be willing to obey, you shall eat the good of the land. But God never seems to leave off the other. I know that you'll hear a lot of preachers, they'll only preach that which sounds good and tickles, but they're never going to bark off that warning. Amen. But the second verse here I'm going to read is a warning. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Amen. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. What does that mean? Notice that right there. There's two shalls. There's a shall on the good of the land, and there's a shall on being devoured by the sword. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Brother David said shall is a legal word, which means incapable of failure. Amen. Just destroyed it. I was talking to Lamar the other day. Amen. And I was telling him, you know, but Jesus spoke more and declared more about hell than he did about heaven. Amen. He reiterated time and again, Old Testament, the warning is clear. Amen. My, we find when Diabetes, amen, has died, he's lifted up his eyes, he's in torment, and he looks across that sea, and there's Abraham's bosom, and there's Lazarus over there in Abraham's bosom. And he said, oh, Father Abraham, would you allow Lazarus to dip his finger in some water and come over here and drip it on my parching tongue? Amen. He said, that's a great sea. Amen. You can't go across that sea. I'm going to tell you, once we arrive at that place, they ain't no undoing what has been done. I don't care how many folks preach purgatory, amen, or whatever they preach. I don't care how big a good old boy there is and how wonderful a sermon the preacher preaches at the funeral. It can't be undone. Listen, and the folks on one side of that sea don't want it to be undone, and the folks on the other side do. Amen. I want to be on the other side. I want to be on Lazarus' side. Amen. And he said, look at here. Would you do me a favor? Would you send Lazarus back and let him warn my brethren? Surely they would believe one that has risen from the dead, Brother Tony. But what did Father Abraham say? They have Jesus. They have what? Amen. They have the prophets, the law, and the prophets. Let them hear them. Amen. Surely, look here. Later on, Jesus is going to come from the dead. Did they hear him? There's multitudes of millions of folks today, amen, that have heard the gospel message, but they still have not heard, amen, what Jesus said. He has rose from the dead. He sent His word back. He sent out His servants, amen, crying, warning men to flee the wrath to come, amen. And yet multitudes and multitudes and multitudes have not hearkened, amen, to one who has left the message, who has risen from the dead. Nobody. Amen. Nobody like Jesus. Amen. Here, listen. Amen to Brother Joseph this morning. Amen. There is a warning. Amen. Jesus said to that one, but we seek a sign. Amen. Will you give us a sign? Amen. That you're the Son of God. He said, will you seek lion seekers here? He said, I'll give you a sign. Amen. No sign will I give you but that of the sign of the, amen, of what? Of the prophet Jonas. As the prophet Jonas was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the, in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. He gave him a promise, did he not? He arose on the third day. Amen. How many heard him? Amen. Joel cries and says in his day, amen, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. That cry is still going forth and ringing this morning. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, and the day of the Lord is near. In the valley of decision. Amen. I'm going to have to hurry. I want to get to where I want to look at the benefits of obedience. Amen. I got to show both sides. Amen. It is unfair to preach a one-sided gospel. Amen. Somebody just preaches you all heaven and don't warn you about hell. They have done you a disservice. Amen. Come on. Amen. John the Baptist. Amen. Here comes them Pharisees down. Amen. They ain't repented. Amen. They religious. And they've gone to John's down there baptizing in Bethabar. Amen. He's come down. They come down to get their little part of that. Amen. Of what's going on. Sounds like today, don't it? Hello? Amen. And old John the Baptist looks at them and says, who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come? Amen. In other words, he says some of them, you bring forth fruit meat for repentance, and I'll baptize you. In other words, what's John saying? Amen. All that natural kin to Abraham ain't worth a dime. Amen. Unless you've been changed. Amen. Unless you've been born again. Unless you have repented of your sin. Amen. I'm not going to place a baptism for you because there has been nothing new happen in your life. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. You believe, Brother Joe? Yes. Water baptism is not saving folks. Amen. It is a testimony of a new birth. I've been changed. I have died. Amen. That old man has went down into death. And behold, there is a new man that is risen in the newness of life and in the likeness of Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. Listen, that don't happen because somebody signed a church roll. Amen. Or because somebody shook a preacher's hand. That happens because there is a transaction, amen, between heaven and earth. Amen. And there is a divine execution, amen, of work by the Holy Ghost in the heart of a human being. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And that old man, amen, is dead. Amen. Is put on a cross. That new man is birthed in that vessel. Amen. And behold, there Peter set on a solid rock. Amen. The cross is placed on the shoulder with that old dying man on it. Amen. And they got a new direction. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. All things are of God. Hallelujah. So let me hurry. That comes started is the beginning of a life of obedience. Amen. I didn't say a life of professing obedience, but a life of obedience. Amen. Let me hurry. Nobody is going to get to heaven being disobedient. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they've been their father and their grandfather and his grandfather. Amen. We're all preachers that don't make a hill of beans of difference. Brother Russell MacDonald used to say, amen, when it comes to water baptism, I said, I don't care if you've been dipped enough times in the creek that you, on a first name basis, with every tadpole in the creek, you still ain't saved. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. But if you've been born again, hallelujah, if you've been changed by the power of God, amen, let me hurry. Deuteronomy chapter 7, I want to move there. And I want to read the promise first, but then I'm going to go back and read the conditional. Amen. Deuteronomy 7 and 24. And he shall deliver their kings into thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them. Now let's back up in Deuteronomy. A lot of people only read that and then they go do to die day and they write on. Let's just back up and see what God said about the conditional for that to happen. If we back up in Deuteronomy chapter 7, amen, to verse number 12. Let's just take a look. Verse number 12. And see what God said about this condition. Listen, when therefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, amen, and the fruits of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. There shall be blessed, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be, amen, male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Amen. The condition is obedience. Amen. We have a lot of folks like the condition, but they never, or not the blessing, but they never get to the condition. Amen. Listen, God, I'm a professing Christian, therefore I can just name it and claim it. We still got a lot of folks that's into that, hung up in that business. I claim it. Amen. You can claim that you turn blue in the face. Amen. You can claim it, run around blabbing off your mouth. Amen. Glory to God, I'm this and that and the other. But listen, I want to tell you something. All you got to really do, amen, is just get down and get sincere with God and say, Lord, I'm going to obey you. Amen. I love you because you got me out of a horrible pit. Amen. You found me and loved me when nobody else would and nobody else could. Lord, you delivered me from so great a death. Amen. And you have brought me under such a great life. Amen. Therefore, I love you. Amen. Whatever, Lord. Amen. You command me. My God. Amen. Paul. Amen. When he is going down to Damascus to throw some more Christians in jail, and he has that Damascus Road experience. Amen. I'm telling you, in a few moments, amen, Brother Saul, as his name was then, amen, a light shone out of heaven brighter than that sun. Amen. Knocked Saul off his horse. Amen. And he hears the voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He immediately knows he ain't dealing with no fleshly man, Brother Tony. Lord, who art thou? And he said, listen, amen, I know. Amen, you know, here we go. I can get back into that Trinity again. But I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I want to tell you the next words out of Saul's mouth are these. Lord, what would thou havest me to do? I know, Lord, you ain't knocked me off my horse and paid me a visit and showed me I'm wrong unless there's something that you got for me to do. Come on. Oh, listen. Amen. I've been born again. Amen. God ain't saved nobody. Amen. For the stoop tool to do nothing. Amen. He saved everybody. Amen. For at least one. Amen. Sometimes multiple things to do. Amen. The first thing God's given everybody to do, amen, is to be a witness. Amen. And the second thing is to pray. Amen. Every Christian, amen, is called to be a prayer warrior. Every Christian is called to be a witness. Amen. Hallelujah. Every Christian is called to be a disciple. An obedient disciple of Jesus Christ. Come on with Brother Joe. Feel like heaven. Amen. This morning. Amen. What you having to do, Lord? He said, I tell you, for starters, you just go on down to Damascus, son. Amen. To the way that's called straight. Amen. And you just hang out right there. Amen. We'll take care of what's left here. Woo. Amen. And while Saul is, he ain't got no eyesight yet. While he carried him on down there to that address that God's given him. Amen. Across town over there, God speaks to him. Amen. A servant of his called Ananias. Thank God. God can find some obedient people. Hey, look here. I want you to go over, amen, over to the way called straight. Amen. There's a certain Saul of Tarsus over there. Amen. And I want you to go pray for him. Oh, Lord, I've heard about him. He's the one that's killing Christians. Amen. Nevertheless, you go on over there because, amen, he is a chosen vessel unto me. That's what God said. Woo! Well, what did old Ananias do? He got himself ready and across town he goes. Amen. When he arrives, amen, where Saul is at, he said, Brother Saul. Brother Saul? That's what God said. He's the chosen vessel. Brother Saul? The Lord has sent me to heal you and open your eyes. Mine, is God going to do some eye-opening on Saul, Brother Tony? Amen. That's just the beginning. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said that God was, amen, some 18 to 20 years in preparation of John the Baptist in that wilderness. He's talking about preparation. 3 years, amen, God drives, amen, Saul of Tarsus into the deserts of Galatia, amen, over there. And in those deserts, he testifies in the book of Galatians, amen, that Saul is poured out and Jesus is poured in. Amen. Come on, my. God's working on that man. God's giving him revelation. God's giving him insight. Amen. Hallelujah. God has sent him not to, amen, simply to the Jews, but God has sent him to the Gentiles also, Brother Tony. Woo! When you get Jew and Gentile, that means you've got everybody. A-L-L. Amen. God has not chosen that any should perish, but that all. Amen. Saul was obedient. Amen. When Brother Paul wrote his last letter, he's writing to a young preacher named Timothy in 2 Timothy. Amen. He's asking, would you bring my cloak? Amen. I'm cold. Amen. I need some cover. It's dank in this place I'm in. Amen. And cold. Would you bring me my parchment? He hadn't quit working for God. He hadn't stopped, Brother Tony. He may have him locked in the, amen, down in the dungeon, but Brother Paul is still carrying on. I read what he said in that dungeon. I'm bound, but the Spirit of God's not bound. You can lock us up, but you can't lock God up. And if God wants us unlocked, you ain't got locks big enough, amen, to keep it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You really realize that? Brother Paul knew that. Amen. Later on, and he knew it firsthand before during his ministry. He knew. Amen. They locked him up in that prison. Amen. Him and Brother Silas. Amen. I'm telling you, God had been moving. Amen. And got them folks all up. Brother Tony's talking about people getting upset at you. Amen. They got to preaching. God got them freeing people up from idolatry. Amen. So the idol makers and the silversmiths, whatever you want to call them, amen, got to running out of business. And they got their hackles up. Amen. Went down there to that mayor and said, we need to throw them clowns in jail. They running our business. Would to God the church was running a lot of folks' business this morning, Brother Tony. Woo! Preparably the devil's business. Hello? So they got old Paul and Silas. Beat them, boys. And I said, beat them. They didn't play when they beat them. They wanted to make sure they had got the message across. We don't like what you're doing. That world has been getting steadily more aggressive about their message, Brother Tony. It ain't going to be very long before it's going to cease being verbal and become physical. Hello? It's verging on that right now. Amen. I talked to Brother Bergalt. Amen. He says it is on a teetering edge of being very, very dangerous on college campuses because anger is at Christianity is at an all-time high. Amen. Here are the people. Listen, how adamant is the devil, Brother John? I'm going to get back to Brother Paul in a minute. How adamant is the devil? You go all the way back in that Bible, amen, to where you find, amen, where you find Lot down there, amen, and Abraham. And here, God sends them angels down to get him. And here's them wicked bunch, amen, in that city. They see them angels come and go into Lot's house. Here comes that perverted crowd and says, send out them men. Amen. Send them out to us. Amen. Come on. Amen. I don't have to get graphic. Everybody knows what they want them sent out for. Hello? Hi. Adamant working, Brother Joe. Them angels smote them folks with blindness. And they still kept groping around the door. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.